लीला वो
जनरली इज टू बी होल हेल्ड लाइक दैट दैट वी नेवर जनरली वी कम फ्रॉम तटस्थ marginal plane. That mumukshu. Mumukshu means comes from marginal plane.
So then how can we aspire to go to...
tatastha shakti bheda vihit prakash. Jiva soul springs up from the marginal potency of Krishna, so having adaptability of both the sides. Come to participate here and they can go to participate there. The adaptability is within.
So we are eternally in that tatastha position.
Huh?
We have been eternally in that tatastha position.
We?
That means the souls who are in this world, who have come to this world, eternally, and before they took birth, they were eternally in this tatastha position.
Yes.
They never had any lila with Krishna.
No.
And then, how they can...
Eternal. But as Krishna is eternal, Sarva-shakti, Tatastha-shakti, Maya-shakti also eternal.
Hmm.
And Tatastha-shakti is also eternal. And we are not to... we should not venture to apply the rulings of this mundane world on that infinite.
Hmm.
The laws that are... concerning this finite thing, we may not try to apply that in the case of infinite. So, gavi prayas in the vaisa, not finality. It cannot be caught in the fist, within the fist. It is infinite character. But as much as possible, we shall try to assimilate with enough for our own benefit.
So we cannot aspire...
Being limited, we cannot venture to catch the unlimited within our feast. But only what is necessary for our own good, we have to discuss the environment of our own. As much as possible. Achinta khulji bhava nushtan prakti na jujai. Achinta. Everything is not of such characteristics that we human beings will finish it, thinking. It is impossible. In infinite. We must have to admit the superiority and the understandability of the infinite. Otherwise, why is infinite? What is the difference between finite and infinite? If finite can know infinite, only if the infinite has not made himself known to finite, finite can know that much. That is the general law we must go on. Must follow that law. As much as infinite makes himself known to finite, the finite can know so much. not the whole infinite. The infallible vision he acquires. But from tatastha marginal position, if a small approach is small, then there is possibility of again coming back from the gate. From the gate of Vaikuntha, maybe again reverted. But if enters into the depth, no possibility of coming back. Under the jurisdiction of the central attraction in sufficient degree, then no possibility of coming back. But in the beginning, if he commits some offense against some higher Vaishnava, then the action may come in Kanishthadikari. When beginner, there is danger of reaction. But as much as he acquires more affinity, the less possibility of coming back. Okay? Have to cover your lot of cigarettes. And that also generally temporary. As in the case of Jai Vijay. Their gatekeeper, some hitch came with the Shantarasa devotees, and for the time being they had to experience some worldly life. Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, and this three births.
So Krishnadas Kaviraj, he said that we are Nityara Krishnadas. Nityara Krishnadas, that we are eternal servants of Krishna. Jivara Svarupoya Nityara Krishnadas.
Jivara Svarup, that is, from the absolute standpoint, his position is such. Mahaprabhu says, Jivara Svarupoya Krishna Nityadas. From the standpoint, at the absolute standpoint, his position is as a slave to Krishna, subordinate, servitor.
So those jivas.
Nimai kotai. Niche. Prese.
So those jivas who are existing in the tatastha shakti before they come to this material world, what is their position? What do they do?
What do you say?
Those jivas that are existing in the tatastha position before they come to this material world, what are they doing? What is their activity?
They are undetectable.
They are not certain.
Unable servants? Position. Akkara. Kara akkara. Akkara means undetectable. In the plane, undetectable position. Individual nature is not to be detected there. Kūta-stha khara ucchati. Kūta means ununderstandable. That is akkara, when in permanent position it is like that. So the nidvishesha, non-differentiable position. Kūtastha. And the Mayavadi says that is the highest position, no further. And the Vaishnava says the crossing that there is another type of infinite world, full of rasa, worth living, is there. And that is by serving the exploitation, the plane of exploitation and the plane of dedication and the connecting marginal position, undetectable, neither this nor that, not to be differentiated, detectable, that is thought, that is kūtastha, that is called okkhara, neither this nor that, margin. The conscious part is called Brahma, And this material part is called Virarya. The water is side, water and land. Water is side is called Brahma, and the land side called Prakriti, Virarya. Or water and heat. Water side is Virarya, and the Jiva side is compared rather with the light. The light and the water. Light and the water mixed together. That side is known as Brahma, this side as Virarya. Buddhist finally enters that Virarya, and the Shankara, that light side, non-differentiated. And the Vaishnava, crossing that non-differentiated light side, enters into the zone of light and finds that their own inner self, the serving unit of that another world of dedication, current going towards the center. Everyone is competing to please the center and the harmony and the beauty, the charm, the love of mercy. And lower side is calculative devotion, higher side is spontaneous devotion. And that is Goloka. And this is Vaikuntha, Harishpya. And something like this.
This is indescribable, but still we'll do something to attempt to understand and to make others understand. But this cannot be, this is infinite, cannot be finished. Wholly finished. Digdarshan, to say that this side. This side means long, no limit. Digdarshan, something like this. Something like this. Not full estimation is possible of the infinite to finite. Hare Krishna.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
It is said, if someone practices too much austerity, the heart becomes hard. Is there a process for making the heart soft again?
Yes. To live the austerity. But the service austerity is not an end in life.
Govinda is not here.
Ki?
Govinda is not here.
Na, Govinda Maharaj bodh hai bajare gelen. Taka niye bajare gelen kichu din bajare gelen. Dino bondo, dino ki hai chhe, dino mistri.
Na, is chhe.
Taka ek tamar kachi pata chhe hale. What was your question?
How to make the heart soft.
How soft, soft. Austerity, mere austerity is not end in life. Rather we want the opposite, the rasa, the ananda, the ecstasy. That is the object of our life. And to get more intense and the higher quality of rasa, ecstasy, we sometimes go to practice austerity. We fast for some time because to relish the food more, something like. But it has, if the too much fasting has no meaning, that will decrease the appetite and will deceive me from relishing the food. So much hunger is necessary, fasting necessary, as much is natural, healthy, to relish food, to take food. So austerity must have some limit. Austerity is not end in itself. It is necessary to a certain extent to control our senses. But we should not undertake so much austerity that will deceive me, that will hinder me for the service of Krishna, to get him. Do you follow?
Yes.
As much is necessary, as I gave the example of the fasting. Fasting is necessary so much that I can take food and get strength and do some service. So, this is also austerity, to quench the, to control the senses, but not to lose the strength to serve Krishna or Vaishnava. Do you follow?
Yes.
That is healthy austerity. And if we go on with austerity, what purpose? Abnegation for what purpose? Even to eliminate Krishna also, and the service of the Vaishnava. That is not tolerable, that is destructive. Not any constructive goodness there. Maximum service to the Krishna Kasna, Vishnu Vaishnava, for which whatever is necessary I shall do that. This is Yukta Vairagya. Yukta Vairagya and Phalgu Vairagya. In Gita, Gita recommends Yukta Vairagya. Not much feeding, not no feeding, not much sleeping, not more sleeping, much or less. Everywhere we must have some temperate habit. And that will help us most for the service, to keep us fit for the service of the Lord. Service is all important. And for which, whatever will be necessary, we shall accept that. Austerity cannot be end in itself. Only to control the senses, that much. That the demonic faculties by full-fed demonic tendencies may not come to trespass on the way of my divine service. So those demons should not be fed. But that does not mean that I shall also finish me and no energy will be left to serve Krishna and his devotees. Do you follow?
Yes.
Yukta Vairagya. Everything, nothing is end in itself. Only end is service of Krishna and his devotees. And all other things may be accepted according to his favorable contribution towards the serving life. The knowledge, the austerity, the feeding, and anything else to be accepted so much as may help me for the best of my devotional life. For the service of Krishna. As much as they can help my slavery to Krishna, we shall accept so much. Others will be eliminated. I have no concern with anything else. If they can come to help me, I shall take their help as much possible for me, as much necessary for me. Who is that?
Suraj Mistry is here.
Sudha Krishna.
That's
Sudha
Krishna. Sudha Krishna.
Didn't we ask you?
In a person, and a more universal conception of Guru.
Take it as a teacher in this mundane world, but there may be graduation, here also may be graduation. Mahaprabhu took Diksha from Ishwarpuri, he took Sannyas Diksha from Kesava Bharati, when that Ishwarpuri is still living a sannyasi. He took sannyas from nearest sannyasi, Kesava Bharati. And again, he showed that if we are to enter into the most private lila of Krishna, we have to take shiksha, instruction, and the madhura rasa from Sakhi, she friend of Radharani, and he took it from Ramananda Raya. He showed, took diksha general from Ishwarapuri. Of course, as a Brahmin, he had that Vedic diksha first. And the next diksha he got from, took from Ishwarapuri. Upanayan diksha in home. Second diksha from Ishwarapuri. Third, sannyas from Kesava Bharati. And the fourth, he took from Ramananda, that shiksha, who is well versed in the private dealings of Radha Krishna, his closer friend of Radharani, she friend of Radharani. Sakhi lila vistariya, sakhi asrada. It is, and Kavi Karnapur, a follower, devotee of Mahaprabhu, he took exception to Kalidas, the great poet, that he has not idea of the rasa in the subtle way, because he addressing Shiva and Parvati as father and the mother and describing their union, that is faulty. One must not discuss or cultivate or bring in his memory and think the union of father-mother. That is against the science, scientific rules of rasa. So it is only possible for the few friends of the renominated mighty, that is Radharan Madhudarasa, to test the union rasa of her free friend, master, mistress, and to preach it in the public, to test and to distribute. It is only the adhikar, that is the right, the three friends of Madhu Radharani, only they can test the pastimes, sweet pastimes of the boat, and can distribute to others. No others have entrance there. So Mahaprabhu went to Radha Ramananda, who was Vishakha Sakhi, and heard from him. Though himself he knew everything, but he showed. Krishna has no necessity of taking Diksha Upavita But he went to Sandipani Muni because he is playing the part of a human body to show us what, how we should go on. So he went to his guru and he showed that he has been taught there, got sacred thread and served Guruji so much so by the order of the wife of Guruji, went to the forest to fetch woods, fuels. All these things are described there. Serving Guru is necessary for the cultivation of the higher knowledge, spiritual knowledge. So Krishna also showed that, Mahaprabhu also showed that we should go to Guru in such attitude, serve them and get some instruction in different ways. So, whoever. No, koi poonche je? But I was told that he will have to be present in Goswami Maharaj's camp, and the another party will come during Gaur Purnima.
So, who told that?
As I heard in the beginning, that they would come and stay for some time, and they would go back, and some others would come during Gaur Purnima, otherwise the work there will suffer. I heard something like that, but well, about them.
I don't think Krishna Kinkar has...
very important.
Certainly.
Yes.
But the opposition will also be very strong there.
Especially ISKCON is not there.
It's threatened with
that. Yes.
You know, do away with you.
Very interesting.
Go, go, go. Die, go, go, go. Die, go, go, go. Die, go, go, go. Die, go, go, die, go.
Vaishnav University.
Where?
Someplace. Navadvip.
Oh, who?
If Mahamandal.
Mahamandal.
Makes the university, then also ISKCON will be surprised because they have not done it so far.
Yes.
They have not been able to do. Although.
But money is necessary.
Something is necessary.
To back the plan of a university. It's good to imagine. But to put in. That into practice, men, money is necessary.
But ISKCON has the money, but they have never done it.
I propose the university here in this place, Vidyavajaspati, Sarvabhauma was a great scholar, a famous scholar. And his brother, Vidyavajaspati, he was the guru of Sanatana Goswami. First guru of Sanatana Goswami. So Vidyanagar, that was a famous place of ancient education in India. Vidyanagar, the name still continues, Vidyanagar, the town of learning. Was converted by Mahaprabhu in Puri. And that gave a great chance to Mahaprabhu that Pratavrudra came down, the emperor. Pratavrudra's kingdom from very near to Bengal. It was to after Madras city. So, Prabhupada was taken away by Mahaprabhu. Ramananda was a very expert ruler. And when he came to join Mahaprabhu's camp, then that kingdom, under the whole of Andhra Pradesh, was independent of Prabhupada's rule. The politicians present, modern politicians in Orissa, they say that Chaitanya Dev is the cause of the downfall of Orissa Empire. Ramananda was withdrawn, Prabhupada was converted into Prema Dharma, did not care so much for the political control of the country, and his empire diminished day by day. Gaur Hari Bol.
I was reading something in the in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Guru Maharaj's book, that a devotee does not, a highest devotee does not think himself to be a devotee. And he sees his body as material. He sees his own body as material.
How did you find it?
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I can't remember this section. In the Madhya Leela, somewhere, I can't remember the section. He was explaining about Sahajas, and that the Sahaja thinks he has a transcendental body, but the pure devotee, he thinks his body is material.
Yes.
But the Sahaja thinks his body is spiritual.
Yes. Foolishly. He foolishly, that his body is the spiritual, with this body, that is imagination, and that is the root of all evils. The physical senses, with the help of physical senses, they will be able to rise up to Goloka. There was one Sakhi, a gentleman. He was dressed in the garb of a lady, and called himself the Sakhi, Lalita Sakhi. I am Lalita Sakhi. And Gauri Amat was his bitterest enemy. You fool, so high Lalita Sakhi in the spiritual realm, and the being in the mundane world, you, or if you dress yourself as a lady, you will be lady. There are so many ladies, they can easily imagine they are Lalita Sakhi. What is this? A great distance between the two. Bhulok, Bhuvasa, Mahajanataka, Satyaloka, then Viraja, Brahmaloka, then Vaikuntha, then Goloka, different stages of consciousness. You ignore that, you take that down into the mud. You fool. You must be fooled, and you are also ruining so many ignorant people. A nuisance. You have to think all these things. That Hiranyagarbha, no? That Nadiyananda and another?
Pandu.
Pandu and another gentleman. Hiranyagarbha, yes, Hiranyagarbha.
Yes.
I told him, Vaikunthi Prasiddhadi Sakali Chinma. What is Vaikuntha? This is all conscious, uncontaminated with the conception of matter. The whole self spiritual substance, there begins Vaikuntha. Just there, Prasiddhadi. The earth, the water, the fire, everything is composed of spirit. of consciousness, not anything mundane. And we have to enter there, Vaikuntha, then pass Vaikuntha, again to go to Goloka. So higher, deeper position in the spiritual realm, all spiritual. The soil is spiritual, the tree, everything is spiritual there. All conscious units. And you venture to say that you are there. Your consciousness is there. All spiritual, and the stuff is more valuable than your own body. So you have to pass there, to live there means in the midst of your guru, all guru of superior quality, then you are made of this stuff. That is subjective, and you are subject, and that is super subject, that is made of super subjective energy. Then you yourself are. To enter into super subjective realm, you are tatastha shakti. You come out of a lower consciousness quality, and that is superior quality of consciousness. You have to enter there and to move and live there as a slave. Krishna Das, Krishna Das. You can enter there. Get the visa of that land for the interest of that land only, not for your whims. The visa is issued. When you will be considered that you want sincerely to serve in that land, Krishna and the devotees, then visa will be issued to you and you will be allowed to enter into that. As a super subjective area, as a fool's paradise you are living. It is no such easy thing. After liberation, after mukti, after liberation, the abscissa, and then the another positive world. And dedicating unit can enter there, wholesale dedicated. And full paradise, I am Goloka. I am getting, by imagination, I am taking Radharani, the Shakis, I am one of them. And with the physical, mental concoction you want to enter, it is, the truth is ignored, the fact. The fact you are not to receive. This lowest conception of Mahaprabhu's creed, most blasphemy, were all demons want to misguide the people about Mahaprabhu's teachings. Recording. They also recorded. Even Mahaprabhu came and I told wholesale and they recorded it.
Good.
Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati came to crash those sahajiyas. It is not so. It is very, very high. Fools rushing on angels we have to treat.
So the pure devotee sees his body as material. A devotee, a very high devotee, he perceives his own body as a material body.
No, not as material, they are above matter, but still in Gyana Sunna Bhakti they may think like that. That is, that sort of temperament is supplied by Yoga Maya of Gyana Sunna Bhakti. I am worst of the worst. That is aprakita. After crossing over Vaikuntha, then that sort of conception comes. Aprakita. Apparently human, but really spiritual. That is the fifth stage of our existence, according to Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. after passing the fourth stage of Vaikuntha, the fifth stage of Prakriti, that is very similar to this mundane. But really, it is spiritual. The form is mundane. Ashram is mundane. But really, it is spiritual. That is considered to be the highest belief. Krishna Lila. Krishna Yajata Gokala Sarbhuttam Naru Lila. Naru Vapu Tahara Saru of Prakriti. Similar to mundane, but not same. And these fellows are justly appalled. Brahmanda Vedi Jaya. Brahmanda means then Viroja Brahma Log Vedi Parabhum Pai Tavijaya Tadupari Golok Vrindavan. The mathematical calculation is there. What is Viroja Brahma Log? The domain of liberation. After Mukti, then positive life began. The lower part of positive is of awe and reverence and calculation. And above that, that is Goloka. That is similar to this mundane, but not same. That has been told to be the, in that plane, the highest perception and test of the highest juice personified is possible. But not only that, even in Parokya, that is not as own husband or own wife, not sakya, they are not married, but only through love, risking everything what is desirable in one's life, to make it the most acute test, it is necessary. A very higher and higher, not to be discussed any higher and higher. First be time.
10:20.
Huh?
20 minutes past 10.
10 past.
20
past 10. 20
past 10.
20. 22:10 or 20 past 10?
20 past.
Past. 10 already.
It's gone.
Yes.
Finished.
20 minutes.
Then more than 20 minutes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
And Okayananda Maharaj we expect in the afternoon.
Around 4 o'clock.
Well, 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And our Aranya Maharaj also was
yes.
expected 4
yes.
o'clock train yesterday.
Perhaps today.
But at least today we can expect him.
Yes.
By 4. Both of them together.
Yes.
Go with you, go with you.